being part of the underground brings roses to the cheeks.
Conspiracy of the Insignificant. PQ River here, and this is going to be a mostly music show. The brain is exploding, and it's stacking up. It's stacking up like cordwood, and this is stuff we can't hand off to Mr. Art Glut of the Listen with Art Glut show that everybody already loves. I think that's so cool for Arthur. Anyways, I asked one of my favorite indie acts if they would be so kind as to allow us to play their music, and Gangpole and Mitt were kind enough to say, sure, go ahead. So, we've got some of them, and gonna recommend that you watch their videos as well, and purchase their, download their free EP and purchase the CD, or I guess you can download it online for $8. How can you beat that? Anyhow, here's a little Gangpole and Mitt. Says here on their Facebook site and on their, I mean, they've got a bunch of sites that all say basically the same thing. They are a music and graphic duet. If you go to their Blogspot blog, which just search Gangpole, Gangpol space MIT in any reliable search engine. I'd recommend the Blogspot blog, but you can search their videos on YouTube, and there's quite a few of them. Chinese Slavery being one of my favorites. They just do, it's a really nice integration of music and cool animation, and everybody should enjoy it, because I do. And the good Dr. Panasofsky and I, indeed, were recording. Mini tribute. And a forthcoming Conspiracy of the Insignificant cover and tribute. Unbelievable. Frank Zappa would have been 70 this year. Wow. Time sure flies when you're sucking up the pop culture like we are here, and creating it, our own breed, so to speak. And speaking of creating our own breed of popular culture and continuing, because this show, it's music. It's just music. And this is, in fact, a production piece, so to speak, featuring the great discovery of the new millennium, Don Ebel of Bethel Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon. How this was done was he was kind enough to put one of his sermons up on archive.org with the proviso that as long as I give him credit, I can use that material, remix, reuse in whatever manner I see fit. And of course, this doesn't mean either one of us endorsed the other, which, you know, I'll stay out of who endorses who at this point. But what we do have, in addition, is I've done, as you have heard before, some new reproduction on old recordings by the three-man army from the 70s. And what we've done is we've combined it all. So the credits on this feature Don Ebel of Bethel Baptist Church in Portland, Oregon, the three-man army, Xenon, the General, and Henny Henchman, and the Conspiracy of the Insignificant and Rubber Room Entertainment Labs, and we may as well throw in the Overnightscape Underground to keep it all interesting, and, here's what you get. Time and space, and bringing you something, that really did turn out kind of interesting, and I don't think I took away from his content necessarily. I may have taken away from his intent to a certain degree, but, you know, that's what art is all about. And the Conspiracy of the Insignificant, as I keep telling you, is New Mexico's foremost arts cult consortium and collaboratorium. And this particular episode is just about shot. Conspiracy of the Insignificant, as you well know, is brought to you by the Rubber Room Entertainment Laboratory, the Overnightscape Underground. I am PQ Ribber, your host for this series, Lord knows what. I'm real glad that you tuned in and listened. Tune in again real soon, would you?